Could you repeat that again? What you just said about Bell College?
And being, sorry.
You said there was a place where somebody had a shoe shop.
George Barrow, that used to live over here.
George Barrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kevin's father, who collects your electricity readings.
I now know who you're talking about, Kevin, of course. Right. And the Bell was the old Bell...
Where's George Bell Barrow. Cottage now?
Bell Cottage was the Bell Inn, wasn't it?
No, the Bell Cottage next door to Chris...
Part of Bell Cottage, you know. Mm. The part nearest the road, that almost sits right on the road.
Yes.
But years before that, there was Bill Paste.
On the other side of the
on
road.
On the other side of the road, where...
There was his garage, is that?
Yeah, where Mr. Pink used to live.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, there was a shop there.
Then Mr. Whip bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an old shoe mender, and he had a great big club foot. He had one short leg with a big clump foot on his shoe.
Yeah. And then,
we had Coles and Mr. Coles, he used to do... fill the accumulators up for the wireless.
Mr.
Coles. He had a little shop in Glebe. Where did Coles have his little shop?
In the, where Herbie Goddard had
where Herbie Goddard.
Now he was opposite. Was an engineer.
Yeah.
Cyril Coles.
Cyril Coles?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he
also known
him.
He was an
author.
That's right. He and Miss Mannings,
yeah,
who lived this side of where Cyril lived,
yeah,
wrote together as Manning Coles.
That's right.
And then in latter years, Cyril Coles also wrote a different type of book under the name of... Gatehouse, was it?
I don't know why you cannot.
Well, it was Gatehouse, but it is now called the Gatehouse. Glenthorne
and
the
right
Gatehouse
there.
Are now joined, but the Gatehouse is where David
Goddard
used to live.
Yeah, there. Well, that's where he had his little shop there.
Yeah, yeah.
Years and years ago. Mm. And we used to go up to get paraffin, or we get have to take the accumulator up.
I do.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't.
You mustn't tip them.
Yeah, right. Well, we can't.
You couldn't tip them out because they had acid in it. That's
yeah. And I mean, there was no toilets. It was all up the garden, you know. No water, no bathrooms.
Well,
when I got married.
Francis Gate, that was the name he used to write.
Francis Gate.
Francis Gate.
Yeah.
And that was his subject there. Was mostly about sort of, war years. And he was telling me one day that he had to be precise in what he wrote, because if he wasn't, there would be someone there that would possibly read part of his book if they didn't read the whole book, and they would be on him like a ton of
bricks.
Yes,
right, that's right.
Yes. For not getting it correct.
I've got I've made a picture of it. Well, it's obviously a copy, but I've got a will, 1755.
A will?
Not your will.
No, not my will, but a John Aborough.
John Aborough.
1755.
Could you bring that one down?
I will bring it down, but I'm not going to leave it.
Well, no. That's the whole point, was we shall have the scanners down there. But if you don't like to do that, bring it up to my house. I can scan it there while you're at the house.
Sorry, Lorna, but it reads. It's got funny writing. You've got to really read it to read it. They leave one blanket, his last will and testament and that, a pillow. They're leaving a pillow for someone, and a blanket or a piece of pewter or things like that, you know, not yeah. money wise, yeah. but it's 1755 John Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Because Janet's got photographs, I don't know if you've got anybody else that's got them, before the river was done, and there's a photograph going down the village, where the cows used to go.
I think those
cows
going.
We've got the one with the cow in the river.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I think you've got all what I might have. Okay, well,
do bring them. We'd always.
Well, yeah, all right. Yeah,
we'd always,
all right.
We'd always say we've got those.
Yeah. Well, Freddie
Stanfield.
Yes.
Had a lot.
He
of
did.
Pictures.
Well, I did. He lent them.
He left them to the museum.
Yeah.
And luckily we were able to get copies of them back
oh,
again.
Oh, right. Yeah, but I did, he came in and had a look at mine. But I haven't got anything really spectacular, you know.
No.
Which I wish I had.
Going back to Cyril Cole.
That used to be there, Janet.
He was an extremely good engineer, apart from his writing. And he'd made this yacht, motorboat, really. It's about, if I remember right, about that long, about that wide.
2 foot.
Absolutely to detail.
Yeah.
And he used to sail it up and down the river here. And
not duck racing, but boat racing.
Was that after the river was done, Leon?
Way before.
I wonder if it was...
When it had water in it.
Oh, when it had more water. Of course, there was more water in those days, wasn't there?
When we used to go up to church, you used to do the small flower, and I used to read all the things on the floor, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did come across an eyebrow there somewhere, with very, of course, it's all worn off now, but it was, I'll have to have another look when I go out there.
Yeah.
But it was there, because it wasn't never, well, I don't know how true it is, but apparently the name might have been with the Huguenots or something.
Huguenots, yeah. They're French. They
Yeah, but I don't know nothing about that.
No.
But I know all the money that the Abrahams came from, it came from my mother's mother.
Right. Which Abraham had the house across there?
Yeah, that was Jack Abraham. He was the son of the third brother that had nothing to do with it. They got in there and they pinched it. I hope that's not on. They didn't pinch it, but they got it out of my granddad.
All right. And did he not go to Austria in the end?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Because we tried to buy that house.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Abraham, the one Janet's talking about, built that wall that goes from the road up to the Wheelwright Cottage. That's how it came to have its name, Wheelwright Cottage.
Oh, right.
He won a real...
Right the way round. No.
Yeah.
He was in the war. And he wasn't never apprenticed to anybody for that.
Yeah.
They just came back, him and his brother. And by then, my mum was married to Bert Roberts. And a lot of little bit of tittle that got on, keep it in their family and this and that. And that's how they got it.
Your mother is Frieda?
Yeah.
Of course. Famous, the Frieda's Gate.
Yeah. And when she was 18, she went up the church spire.
When she was what?
18.
She climbed it.
She went right up the top.
Climbed the church spire.
Yeah.
Frieda.
And no matter who you are, the old ones, they know it.
She was Frieda Abraham to start off with, or Frieda
Abraham.
Abraham. And then she married who?
Norgate, my dad.
Yes.
He came from Privet.
Norgate.
Yeah.
And then she married Bert.
Yeah, my dad got killed, my own dad.
Yes.
No, then she married a village man called Rusty Blackman. She'd known him for years, and she was an old sweetheart of his. And when my dad died, he came to see my mum and her, and he said, I think we could make a nice family because we had us two kids, and my mum had no money and granddad there, you know, to look after. And so she, he was in the army. So he got army leave to come home. He married her. He went back. He was dead within a fortnight at Alma.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. The army died. And then I don't know how long it went on, and then okay, you know, the other one turned up. But he was a stepfather.
Well,
Did you?
No, I knew Bert.
Did you know him as a nice bloke then? I hope that's not.
No. I didn't know.
No, he was all right outside. He was just
enough
to me.
Right, perhaps we'll
yeah, man.